Yo, people, it is episode 97, and to give you some context, it is 7:30 on a Sunday night. This will be released probably here in the next hour. We are just getting back in town from a grandparent weekend where we do a lot of drinking, do a lot of fish frying, play a lot of cornhole, which I dominated everyone but my uncle-in-law, so shout out to Mark for kicking my butt over and over, but he was it. Everyone else went down, and that guy's went to, like, pro horseshoe championship, so he's genetically engineered to be good at drunken country yard games. So what are you gonna do? Anyway, this episode, like I said, is 97, and of course it is brought to you by Bomber Jackets. You can head to www.mybomberjacket.com, use a promo code RAPCAST15 to save on all of your bomber jacket needs, and that of course is a good way to keep all your craft beer cold, and that's your craft 12 ounces, 16 ounce cans, bombers, whatever you need. Cold twice as longer while looking good doing it. Also brought to you, and by the way, like I said, use that promo code RAPCAST15, but if you don't want to use that promo code RAPCAST15, what you can do is head over to the Beer Sauce Shop and touch those bomber jackets before buying. And of course, that's the Beer Sauce Shop on 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's Mo, across from the Red Robin. Yum. And, just tell those guys we sent you in. Maybe they'll let you buy a beer from them. Of course they'll let you buy a beer from them. They'll let you buy a craft beer. A lot of independent old craft beers that you can't find anywhere else in this metro area. And you can buy them one at a time. You can mix match all day long. You don't have to mix match a six-pack. You can mix match a 12, a 5, an 8, a 2, whatever your heart desires. Or just get one. One and done, man. And put it in a brown paper bag. You'll look cool. You could also get whiskeys, independently owned whiskeys, wines. Not to mention the insane amount of rubs, spices, barbecue sauce, and things like that are all independently owned and craft made for you. And if you don't have anything to make it in, why not buy the Big Green Egg or one of those pellet smoke timer or temperature release smokers? It's awesome. You can do it all. Every Wednesday night, there's a different class, whether that's a beer class, whiskey class, bottle share, beer school, whatever it takes. Go there. There's a lot of things to do, and I've not heard one person walk out of there and say, "Well, this place just didn't do it for me," because it's got everything a dude wants. And trust me, I see a lot of women. It's got everything women want out of their craft beer. Just head there. And then when you're done, listen to episode, or on your way there, listen to episode 97. We get off on a lot of weird topics here, including the Game of Thrones finale, a little bit of Simpsons talk, some Flavor Flav talk, and then pineapples are mentioned. Just listen to the episode. It's a pineapple party for everybody. So, thanks for downloading. Now share this damn thing. Talk about it. Please rate it on the iTunes. That's the only way it grows. Literally the only way it grows. And I know there's Google Play and all those other things, but iTunes is the biggest, best way to do it. But also do it on Google Play. I mean, why not? Couldn't hurt, all right? Here comes the music, and enjoy the episode. Thanks.
Random Ass Podcast.
You know what?
That was a weird start.
No. Like, incest is back on Game of Thrones. We are back for episode 97.
I feel like that missed, but good try.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was a little
you did.
But incest is back on Game of Thrones, and we're going to talk about
it's
some
back.
Game of Thrones.
It's always been there.
Yeah,
well, never left.
It took a hiatus. A little bit.
I feel like
the books are told from 47 perspective, and that last one is the perspective of incest himself.
Yeah.
So wait a second.
After watching that scene, I was like, that's what Martin's into.
Shouldn't we just say spoiler alert, because we're just going to...
It's been like a week. Yeah. Come on.
And it's the most watched TV show on the world.
I have a question.
Okay. Talk directly into that mic.
Cersei? However the fuck you say that kind of name.
Not going to be here next year?
Do you think she's really pregnant?
No. I think that's all manipulation.
No,
that's what I thought
too. Was it a Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
that's manipulation. Hey, by the way, it's a full house again, and so all of us
finally,
and that means the Flop to my left, Bender in front, and the Silver Badger Tom on my right, playing on his watch like he always does on these shows.
No,
I'm a man of many talents.
Are you reading a book?
No, my aunt texted me, and it is a book.
I was going to say, so it is a book.
Is anybody dying?
nobody's dying, which is, I guess my grandparents are having a friendship day at Friendship Village, and they're trying to see if I bring John to go hang out with.
When is this happening?
Next Sunday.
So not tonight, so get off your watch.
Well, when your aunt texts you, you think maybe somebody died. That's where my mind went.
So if when it doesn't say that when in the first 2 seconds. When your grandparents get together with their friends, do they say, like, all my friends are dead? My grandma says that shit all the time.
Well, it's hard to say because my grandma, unfortunately, is knee-deep in some Alzheimer's, so she's kind of out to lunch. My grandpa, no.
I think Alzheimer's.
He's brought it up before.
I think it would suck.
Did you just call it Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Alzheimer. It's the Alzheimer of Alzheimer's.
I think it's a Z. I think it's an A or Z.
I think the Z is optional.
It's a hard Z. Like a,
you mean like stop
tough
signs with the white edge?
Yeah. Like a, it's a tough sounding Z. You put a ZH together and it's tough. That's it.
I think it would
sense
be fun sometimes.
Oh, what? No. That's
a
hot take.
I don't know. I got a feeling. It's kind of like in what's that movie, Waiting with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I think he's got it right, man. I got to think once you get like an 80, you know, instead of knowing what shit's going down to your body, not knowing what's going on and just being able to go anywhere with no pants and no excuse.
Being accepted.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm down with that.
As long as you can control your bowels and you don't get like too racist.
As long as
it'll be a good party.
I just don't want to be a burden on my face. She's going to be dead, but the flop will be dead.
Let's
it'll be just
be
our
real
daughters.
You're more broken down than I am.
Yeah, you're both going to be dead by 80. What are you talking about?
It's true.
Tall guys don't last long.
Yeah, probably if we live a little cleaner and drink less. Cheers.
What's fun as that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
All right, let's get into that Game of Thrones. Final episode
happened.
Are we
going to that?
Yeah, we're doing that right out of the gate because the final episode happened.
Oh, by the way, I got accused by Carter of some...
That's one thing I've got wrote down of spoiling, like reading ahead, which we did not, but we did.
I listened to that episode and you did not spoil.
No, but we were both right. We knew that Littlefinger was oh, and by the way, skip past this if you don't want to hear it. Littlefinger was the guy on the chopping block.
No, that was obvious.
But and Tom got it right on that it was those two colluding. The one thing I'll say, I wonder at what point they started to collude.
I just feel like that whole...
From the beginning.
It was just a mess.
I don't think
that
so.
That whole segment this season was just a mess.
It was because like...
Paper-thin writing this year.
Well, in the episode where he's like convincing her of what Arya's always wanted, she's never wanted to be the Lady of Winterfell. Ever.
No.
So that like right away, right there, even
have
if
you
she
ever
was
wanted to be
there,
the Lady of Winterfell?
I mean, if it was the job was up, I'd
He is the Lady of
yes
his relationship.
It was just it's a true swerve for swerve's sake.
I don't consider it a swerve. I think it was... That's where we knew where they were going, and we knew that there was going to be a death, so that makes sense.
But did they think that's where they were going?
The characters or writers?
I think the writers were trying to swerve the audience, and the audience just wasn't buying it.
I still feel like that it's not so much what they're trying to do. I think they're just trying to cram as much as they can into two short seasons.
6 episodes left.
Yeah. Like, and by the way, in two years from now.
Yeah.
Rachel is super pissed about that.
What Missy brings up a good point. What if Kit Harington has a car wreck between now and then?
I think they're done shooting.
Well, then why the fuck are we waiting 2 years for?
I don't know. Special effects?
Why did you make my wife go high pitched?
They can't be done. I don't even know if they're done writing, are they?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it's done. No. I think that's one of the reasons it'll take because of the winter cycles. And
we're calling it now, though. Jamie's killing Cersei.
Oh, I mean, I think everybody rooting for that.
Yeah, I think people are leaning towards that now. Because that's a swerve, too, because isn't her destiny to be killed by her younger brother?
Yes.
And she's always assumed he was Tyrion.
Yes.
And so, and Jamie's...
And he is going to fulfill his destiny as a Kingslayer.
Yeah. What do you think? Did you think that Jamie was biting it in that scene?
That
one was close,
dude.
Was close.
You know, if they would have killed him, I'd have been like, "Damn, everybody's wrong."
Yeah, that would have been big. But I'm glad they didn't because he's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's kind of a bitch now.
Well, he's got one hand. I love Bronn, man.
Bronn's awesome.
Bronn's great.
Yeah,
best secondary character.
I bet he gets out of this alive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the Night King can say, "Hey, I got some gold over here for you." Yeah. Yep, I'm switching sides.
If he
kill
does die, he'll have a witty quip before he.
Yeah. Do you see the theory that the Night King is actually Brandon Stark?
Yeah,
and they're like the loosely tied together things. I mean, they all walk slow, and Brandon hasn't learned how to walk.
Yeah,
and then, like when they panned out, it sort of looked like the House Sigil.
Well, I think it makes sense, the theory that he travels back in time to
no,
try to avert the whole thing.
No, that part makes sense.
I think,
but, like, people trying to justify
the Wolf Sigil thing was BS.
Is very, very far out.
That happens. But overall, though, it's really weird because I don't want to call it a weak season because it was definitely entertaining.
Yeah.
But from a but I will say this, had this been the way the show was from the very beginning, it would not have been a hit.
No.
It would have been a little, I mean, it, the way they did, cuz they did a lot better.
Shit, I could have kept up a lot easier.
And no doubt. They could have they just
I feel like it's entered Walking Dead territory where it's still entertaining. I still watch it, but it's
rightfully coming to an end.
I was watching or listening to Love It or Leave It cuz I like that podcast and
that's a good reason to listen to it.
They had some comedians on there, and they had two hot takes out of it, and I liked it. And they're like,
Hot take!
The crows in Westeros are insanely fast, because the amount of time it takes for a crow to show up.
Robots.
No, it's just like...
Boats!
Baratheon offspring are like the fastest runners in the world.
Yeah.
That was a funny one. And then the funniest one is like, the one guy was like, you know, I feel like Game of Thrones is awesome, but they're subtly just trying to make incest okay. You know, like the rest of the world's accepting it because Jon and Cersei, or Jon and Daenerys are good looking.
Well, his namesake, who he's named after,
yeah.
That Targaryen is the, you know, was known to only sleep with other Targaryens.
Well, all the Targaryens did.
He's the one that started it. Not all of them did. Yeah. He started it.
Yeah.
And Rhaegar, his dad, didn't. So.
Yeah, but. True. He was the first one to break the line, wasn't he? Yeah. Everybody else did.
Break the will. Okay, what? Okay, let's get into that real quick.
I want to say the Mad King had a non-Targaryen wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's get into that. What's the most overused phrase this year? Is it bend the knee, break the will? What else do we have?
It's definitely bend the knee.
I think it's bend the knee too.
Yeah.
But who didn't see Cersei's turn coming? Like
I thought they did a good job with that. And the reason I thought they did, because they wrote so bad. And I thought, oh, Greyjoy, I thought the way he exited, I thought, well, they really wrapped that up.
Is Euron Greyjoy the MVP of the season?
He's definitely the – he's rose quick.
Oh, was he Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year. And
I guess he was in season six.
Yeah, but he only came up for a cup of coffee at the end.
Yeah.
So, but the way they had him leave, and I was like, well, see, here's more bad writing. They've gave us so many episodes to be – invested in this guy to just exit stage right with no excuse. So I liked that swerve.
I bet he gets wiped out quick in the next season.
Except one thing that makes
Theon kills him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. One thing that makes me very upset though is that they're bringing an unstoppable army from Hellboy 2.
Oh, the golden.
The golden army. Yeah. As soon as they said the golden army, I'm like, oh, they're all fucked. It's a mechanical army.
Did they call it the golden army?
Yeah.
It's the golden company, right?
The gold it company. The gold that's company, it. Yeah, that's gold company, which is also a bit of a ripoff of the Black Company, a series of great fantasy books.
George R. R. Martin.
He didn't rip them off.
No, the golden company.
Oh, they were
in there.
Yeah, they were in the books. That's right. Working for the bank.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but that was pretty good. I mean, like I said, it's really hard because the season's been entertaining. It's been very lackluster and plot-driven and gaping holes time travel and everything. But overall, I still enjoyed the final episode.
Who's your favorite character this season?
This season?
I'm going Sam.
Sam, I told Missy, I said, the smartest guy in Westeros is now with the most knowledgeable guy in Westeros now. So that's good. That's got to be good news for the good guys.
I mean, there was no scene where Sam was in where I was like, get over this shit.
No, Sam's
good.
And
I think he did a good job.
Yeah, Sam's TV gold.
Yeah.
But that's probably it.
I think it's it.
I don't know.
Bran sucks.
I always like me some Davos.
Yeah. Yeah, Davos the Onion Knight, he is good. I also like, what's his name? Baratheon, what the bastard.
Gendry.
I like Gendry.
He runs like a doofus.
Dude, he's doofus
coming
fast.
Coming from the guy that runs like a doofus.
That's right. Hey, you run like Forrest Gump, dude.
We're allowed to judge one another.
You're straight up and down.
You can't judge us. Only we are allowed to judge each other.
I can't judge you, but you just can.
He was good. Euron was good. The reason Euron was so good, he was the most welcome amount of I don't give a fuck about anything. Telling anybody about it.
See, what bothered me about Euron is like his outfit seemed like it was wrong.
His outfit?
Yeah. Like he looked like he looked like a rock star pirate, and it bothered me.
He did look a bit like it. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like if Johnny Depp walked outside tomorrow and TMZ took a picture of him, you'd be like, yep, makes sense.
Now I feel like Westeros needs like a red carpet where TMZ is critiquing their outfits.
How long do you think it takes Johnny Depp to get ready every day?
Six hours.
probably none. He does, he looks like he doesn't bathe.
Yeah, but he puts on that mascara. He has to wear
He has to wear the mascara. He has to
First of all, it's not mascara. It's eyeliner. So get your shit together.
My bad.
And that takes 30 seconds. The way he puts it on.
But he also has to tie all those handkerchiefs to his belt and all those bracelets.
I was going to say that's at least 7 minutes of bracelet.
I think it takes him less time than Buffalo Bill took to put on his makeup.
Think he tucks into.
He might. Yeah. I'd fuck me so hard.
The bottom line is, this season was awesome, and there was an ice dragon
in spite of all of its fault, it was good.
Yeah. I mean, you throw an ice dragon in, you're like, this is going to be pretty good.
What did you think of the, what would you call it, a flame? It's ice coming out of it. What did you think of that?
I don't know. I guess it's...
At first, I was like, that's kind of corny, but like, I get it.
Because how do you break ice with ice?
Well, there is ice dragons, like, apparently in, like, another book that he's written.
Yep, and they can freeze men in half a breath.
Yeah.
How does that break a wall, other than just pile out more ice on the wall?
I don't know. Maybe it's even colder.
The velocity of the ice.
The concussive force of the ice, yeah.
The only thing that bothered me about the ice dragon is he had holes in his wings. I'm like, dude, you just died, like, yesterday. Mm. Like... Why do you already have holes
they
in your
wings? They had to hook him somewhere with their big chain.
That's it. Man, we're really stretching.
No, they
here.
Had that, they had left that chain themselves. Around his neck.
Yeah. And they left themselves open for all of this. So.
Like, he just died. He's not decomposed yet.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, John.
You have not I guess I don't know dragon anatomy.
Yeah, you
guess.
Do not know dragon physiology. I'd argue that you are not an expert on the anatomy of dragons.
That is true.
Or all dead right. things.
I concede.
Good. Well, we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
I got that way. That was one of the big things I had to talk about today, so we'll move past that. I do have a couple other things to talk about. I'll just move to the next one.
It's
on
always
my
about you.
Yeah, that's true. I just saw this really, literally before we got on here. Did you hear today or see that The Simpsons fired Alf Clausen today?
I did see that.
I didn't. I thought he died.
27?
27 years he's been the composer on the show.
See, when they said, like, we'll miss you, Alf, I thought, I just assumed he died.
You thought he meant alien life form, Alf, from the old
days.
No,
I like cats.
I mean, 27 years of the show, I assumed he was old and gone.
It was, they cited financial costs of having a live orchestra for every episode, that it was just too much.
It took
for
him that long to figure that shit out.
They had a live orchestra every show. Like, can't you just record that once?
He scored. I mean, they had different sounds for different. I'm sure they, you know,
I guess
used it the way they needed to use it, but
he had to have been compensated fairly for that.
I'm sure
departure.
The guy's not hurt.
I mean, they were making like $8 million a year before that, so. Like all the voice actors, so he's at least making.
Well, and that's what I want to know: is this a sign that the
show's done?
If Simpsons is worried about money,
well, how long is the contract till? Is it 2 more years?
30. Taking it to 30 years.
So a couple years ago, everybody took a pay cut
to keep it going. Hank Azaria and his 12 characters took a pay cut.
They were making $8 million a year, and Fox wanted to bring him down to around 2, I believe.
Well, didn't Harry Shearer quit for a hot minute and then came?
Yeah, he came back. Yeah, I think it was finances, too.
It's Nancy Cartwright. It's really all you need, right? And then you can find some other people to do the
rest. They should just get Conan to start writing episodes again, and people would like the show again.
Hmm.
Those are the best years. When
you like
you
him
act like he doesn't have anything going on,
and
though.
You like him because he has the same hair.
Well, my hair is remarkably different now.
I still see the swoop.
I see the same thing. You guys just don't have the same color hair.
Hey, I got to say, last week when you guys were talking about me because I wasn't here, you were very nice. I liked it.
We're kind of overbearing you.
Yeah, you guys got all like,
John's
a good guy.
We started burying you, though.
For you. Yeah, you buried me a little bit, but then you were nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, every once in a while, you feel guilty about throwing dirt on people.
It's like, these guys are softies. Anyways.
Yeah.
Warmed my heart on Monday
morning.
Well,
you're back, asshole. We are going to don't expect the same treatment.
Warmed his heart, he said.
Yeah, your cold, dead, dying heart.
All right.
What do you got? I've got a couple other things, but I want to hear what you got.
The only thing I really brought, I thought it was interesting.
I saw a garden gnome.
Well, a couple weeks ago, so my kid's soccer team, and the reason I wasn't here last weekend is because Jeremiah's team.
No one is going to enjoy a 20-minute conversation about your son's soccer team.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. So on my kid's soccer team, a couple of the families live in Newtown.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of it.
And, so it's like a cult there, I feel.
It is like a cult. And apparently in Newtown, there's this thing that if you have pineapple decorations outside of your house.
You're on the TV show Psych on USA?
You're down to swing.
I've heard this.
And I had never heard this
pineapple
before.
Party?
So we went over to one of the family's houses in Newtown last Saturday for the
McGregor
party.
You saw a pineapple and you kind of got excited.
One of the other guys did bring a pineapple to be funny or whatever, but apparently it's a thing in Newtown. So I started looking it up, and like secret signs are like swingers around the world that you wouldn't know about. Apparently black rings, Jeremy. Yep. Black rings are a sign of swinging.
I'm fucking both you guys later.
The pineapple thing is international, but it's usually a door knocker.
Oh. Before you proceed, how many pineapples did you see going through Newtown?
I didn't see any going through Newtown, but ever since I learned that, there's fucking pineapples everywhere. Like, I was at...
Like they grow in trees.
Yeah, but not here.
My daughter wore a pineapple shirt.
Well, what's that called when you are aware of something
and you start associated. Looking... Like, when you have a red car and everything, all of a sudden you notice red cars.
Right.
But, like, we were at Rock and Jump, and there was a car... The car that parked in front of us had, like, a pineapple decal. Hmm. So I posted it. All right, texted a couple of dads on the... On the soccer team, like, you think these guys are down to swing? Want me to go ask?
Yeah. That's weird. What else is a sign?
So it's usually everywhere else in the world. It's a pineapple door knocker is a sign.
Door knocker.
Because you go and get your balls knocked.
I'm here for the sex party.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah.
What is it? They said garden gnomes, but bullshit. I feel like that's bullshit.
That is bullshit. I've known plenty of... Wait a minute. No, just kidding.
My grandma had a garden gnome.
We have a zombie garden gnome that we put out at Halloween.
Yeah, we do.
That we only swing during Halloween.
Necrophiliac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that it was like, it was black wedding ring and different, like, but I was like, I guess, but the pineapple thing kind of blew my mind. Like, I would never think of that.
Hmm.
But I guess it's like, what is it, the hobo signs, you know, like if you're... Port like a hobo when you travel through like the trains, they put little signs on the trains.
Or like the hanky code for gay men in New York 1970s.
Yeah.
Do what?
You guys never heard of the hanky code?
Mm-mm.
So in the 70s in New York, and maybe it's still to this day.
First off, I like the fact that he threw that out there with the expression on his face, knowing he was about to explain what he just said.
No, I thought you were going to
but still one. Act surprised. Like,
well,
like
Jeremy fucking knows everything, so I'm surprised he doesn't know what a hanky.
That is legit. All
right, so like if you wear a colored handkerchief, depending on what color and what pocket, it means you're down to do certain things.
Yeah, so hanky code. I think it's in L.A. If you stand at a bus stop in a white T-shirt, you're a male
a looking Mexican
for the,
looking to get back home.
You're a male looking for the company of another gentleman.
This is all very, very far-fetched sounding.
No, the hanky code's legit.
There's a movie.
I would even say it's too legit.
This thing apparently is legit.
Hey, there's a movie.
It's so legit it won't quit.
So if you wear Melissa, if you're wearing a
well, first of all, you'll never see me at a bus stop because I don't ride the bus.
If you're wearing a yellow hanky in your right pocket, that means you're down for a water sports.
Water sports. Wow.
And I ain't talking about jet skiing.
That was the thing back then, golden showers? Holy shit. I guess it came from Caligula and all that stuff. But there was a movie, real quick, that we watched back in the day. When we lived in the apartment back before we were married, Missy used to work with the guy that would always bootleg movies and give him. Now he
was weird. He was really pay for their movies.
Well, he was an African American, and he would sometimes some of these movies would be like Madea movies or whatever. I don't know. But we got one.
Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Wait, didn't get to pick. He just gave you a grab bag of movies.
Well, we watched
pretty much.
Now he gave us one, and we watched this movie the whole way through because we were captivated.
He suggested
by it.
First of all,
it was all about Download Brothers. And so
Download Brothers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was called Download Brothers.
I think it may have been. Apparently Download Brothers, and this is a thing, and you can look it up on the interwebs. And I talked to a black gentleman after this. I go, "Hey, what's a Download Brother?" He goes, "It ain't me, motherfucker." Download Brothers are straight black men that prefer the company of men from time to time.
Yeah.
In the movie, their tale was like if they'd get around another strange guy, I'd go, "Hey man, you got an eyelash in your eye. You want me to get that out for you?" And they'd blow. And that was probably the gayest tale of all time.
Wow.
If you blew in my eye, I'd be like, we're not friends
but this,
anymore. But
this movie, though, I mean, it all...
What
like,
if he made eye contact when he didn't?
The women caught him and stuff. I mean, this was a weird movie.
There's a documentary about that somewhere. I forget.
So is this guy trying to basically come out to you guys?
No, he just gave us movie all the time. And he's like, yeah, this is a good movie. And we watched it. And to be honest with you...
That's a real thing.
It wasn't a bad movie, but it definitely opened our eyes to a world that we had...
Yeah.
No previous peek into.
Well, considering neither one of us are black men, we would not know about this world.
Yeah, I know for those that have listened to this and don't know us that well, none of us are, in fact, black gentlemen at all.
I know somebody in the medical field. We won't say, but it is legit.
Download Brothers.
To quit?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it too legit to quit? Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Apparently. I mean, they haven't quit, and their wives are okay with it, I guess.
Unfucking believable. Unfucking believable.
I guess I would stop during that hammer time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is hammer time. Please, anyway, hammer, don't hurt
them. That's why AIDS is, like, they say AIDS is more prevalent.
Oh, you're gonna take that back.
Mm. Whoa.
You're gonna have to slow the roll on that statement. We don't want to be associated with that.
So AIDS is more.
Yeah, let's go ahead and edit that.
Yeah, let's get that out of there.
Because I don't feel like I have to explain the documentary I watched.
Did you mean more prevalent with just men?
Yeah.
With, because I think that's what you meant to
yes, yeah.
say.
Yes, yeah. Like,
your face is more red than a Download Brothers ass kiss right now.
Damn it.
I'm like,
no, because there is a lot of guys that would go back and forth like that, and then somebody would end up with AIDS.
I know where you were going. You weren't trying to be malicious with that.
Well, hey, to all you Download Brothers out there, make sure you wrap it up. Come on,
stay safe.
I'm pretty sure if you're not married, everyone should wrap it up.
I got a real quick hint on segueing off the Download Brother topic.
I'd love to see this segue.
This is a real quick hint, and I'm gonna tell it because I thought Missy would be interested in this. Leah Remedy.
First of all, fuck you.
I even wrote
there
it down.
There is no D in her name. Leah Remedy.
She loves her, and she hates when I call her the wrong name. But
it's not, about it's the not chick a from King of Queens, Stacey Caruso.
Yeah.
The Scientology lady.
Yeah.
Former Scientology.
Her last name is not like a fix for an illness. It's not a remedy. It's a remedy.
But I wrote it down right. But
she
found
the remedy.
I love how worked up she gets when I say it wrong. So anyway, there was a story that broke that she apparently did an interview, and the headline of this story on this website, I didn't get the website, it said Leah Remedy was to convert Kevin Smith to...
Yeah, I listened to that.
And Kevin Smith retweeted. He goes, "Holy shit, you tried to convert me? Did it work?"
I don't think it's not Kevin. It's Kevin James.
But they quoted it as Kevin Smith on the thing, and Kevin Smith had a great reaction to it.
I don't think I read her book. She did not bring that shit out into the world. The church tried to make her do it.
Yeah,
and tried to force that.
Well,
on
you
her.
Had to. It was like a pyramid scheme. She was on.
Well, yeah.
Was it Seth Rogen? It was either Seth Meyers or The Daily Show she was on, and she said it's like a pyramid scheme. So If I'm an A-list celebrity and I bring another A-list celebrity, you get so much
and
points
you are,
or whatever,
you are,
and you get X amount of dollars.
I would be almost hard-pressed to find someone in the St. Louis area with more knowledge of Scientology and Leah Remedy than my wife.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She's read all the books.
Yeah,
she watches all the
things.
But I think
this is a new one now, though, right? Or she's got a documentary or something?
No, she got the show. It's a good show.
It's an A&E series.
Yeah.
Scientology.
That's what she
aftermath.
Was promoting.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was talking to Seth Meyer or Stephen Cole, one of those guys that I watched, and he was like, if we were out, you know, getting a drink or whatever, how would you try to convince me to join Scientology? And she would, you know, she was going through her thing.
She's very flirty, so
yeah,
probably
she
be
would
pretty
flirt
easy,
with you
yeah.
and, you know, pretend that she was interested in the things that you're into, and she would, like, subtly hint at it, "Oh, come to me with this thing."
Here's what Kevin Smith said. He goes, "Leah Remedy? Did it work? Did you get me to convert to Scientology? Like Rare says," which was the source that they saw cited, "or have I really been Kevin James this whole time? Because the picture is Kevin James, but the article says Kevin Smith."
Please tell me she really responded. Did she respond?
I don't see. Yeah, that would be. I can go to her page and see what she says.
The second season of this series is getting dark. Dark, dark, dark.
I think she's rejoining Kevin James's show on CBS.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
So they
talked about this on an episode.
Yeah, we don't watch that show.
Yeah, because I hate Kevin James.
But
why do you hate Kevin James?
I just do.
He's America's lovable goofball.
I just hate him.
His wife on that show, they, I guess, killed her off so they could bring Leah back.
Scientology. She's not
it's
really
like
out.
People don't listen to our own show.
Yeah, the own hosts don't listen to
them. I listen to the show. I might have put it down
Can
for
you
a minute,
recreate the essence of King of Queens? I mean,
why
that
would you
show,
want to? That show sucked.
Well, I didn't enjoy it, but
it was on
was
for
such
so
a,
long.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you liked it.
Well, you're just out of touch with middle America because they love it.
Yes, Deer was on for a long time, and that show was fucking terrible.
We've been over this, damn it. Yes, Deer's
a
Hold up.
It doesn't matter if a show is good. The celebrities that are making shows, their goal is 101 episodes. So they can go into syndication, and they're set on money.
And
that's
they do the
all
bling,
they want.
Bling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this DraftKings commercial where the doctor's telling this guy, he goes, "Bad news, son, you've got the worst fantasy team I've ever seen." And he goes, "You know what you should do? You should try going on DraftKings. If you draft the perfect lineup, you could win $1 billion. And the guy goes, "Did you say billion?" And the doctor backs away, and he's doing the rain and money thing. He goes, "You see this? That's money. That's money." He goes, "No, I know what that means." "Yeah, it's It's money. it's a good commercial. You gotta
watch. Did we just get sponsored by DraftKings?
Yeah, no.
No.
Hey, speaking of money, I got another segue for you. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the work of William J. Drayton.
Nope.
Well, nope. You may know him by his other name, Flavor Flav.
Oh, what's his real name?
William J. Drayton.
That is a white name.
Well, here's some white shit he's doing. He is suing Chuck D and Public Enemy.
Oh, shut up.
Why is that?
Because he's claiming he's been unpaid on royalties for the last umpteen years and claims to have co-wrote 50-plus songs from the Public Enemy.
Did you say 55?
50-plus songs. Yeah, so...
He broke.
Yeah, he's broke, but I mean... I kind of see how this court case is going. You've got incredibly well-spoken, articulate Chuck D on one side, and Flava Flav on the other, and the judge is going to go. Now, one of you claims to write that have written most of these lyrics. Yeah, judge, that was me, motherfucker. Clearly, Chuck D wrote these songs.
What time is
dismissed.
It?
Yeah.
Flava Flav.
But no, I hate to be racist towards Flava Flav, but it does seem weird though.
He's racist. He's just
stereotype. Just, sorry, stereotype.
There's no stereotype. He created that persona.
He's his own stereotype.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems weird and sad that apparently I didn't know they were on the outs, but this came out of left field. Apparently.
Yeah. Well, they could patch things up.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, we need more.
Do you know he owns?
I did not know.
Flava Flav owns the OJ statue.
Oh, the.
From the one from his house.
Wow.
That's
a good fact.
Like a good
explains why he's broke. Yeah. speaking of that, did you see that the Bronco was up for sale?
No.
They were wanting $350,000.
I didn't even know that. Who had it and why?
Someone bought it.
How much was it for sale?
$350,000.
That's the most expensive white Bronco since John Elway.
That's a good one.
Dang it.
That one formed in his head, and he was like, this has got to get out.
He's like, I got it. Yep.
How can we get to cross the goal line?
So, actually, I think they really originally wanted like some M's for it, some millions, but it did not sell. So then they listed it for $350,000. It had three offers. None of them met that. So it has not sold, but it's going up again.
I want to know the person that is trying to sell it. What did they buy it for? Because
yeah, I don't know.
It's probably more than $350,000.
No,
give you about $350,000.
No wonder you keep coming back here. You keep giving it $350,000.
If you can't sell it for at least what you're making, you might as well keep it.
That's an old school South Park joke.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I was actually kind of working at the time, so I couldn't hear it completely as they were talking about it. But
as opposed to the rest of your day,
yeah. I'll take some of the Haze IPA. We are drinking tonight again. I've been drinking some whiskey.
Yeah, you have.
John is cracking open a Haze IPA from who?
I got this from the beer sauce box. I don't know who actually makes it. Breckenridge Brewing Company.
Bent River.
Not Bent River.
Breckenridge. This is made with Citra, Simcoe, and Amarillo hops. I'm excited about that.
I got it from the beer sauce box. Thanks, guys.
Was your first stop there?
It was my first time getting there. I was telling him, I'm like, driving back and forth to St. Anne, man. I've been trying to get here for like 3 weeks.
Was Andrew there?
Yeah, he was.
Nice.
We chatted. It was fun. He's a nice guy. I like him. He wants us to do his interviews on Tuesdays for beer school.
On Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Yeah, brewery. And he does. Yeah, and the only reason we didn't do this last one is I thought it was this week instead of last week.
Mm-hmm.
But last week wouldn't have worked anyway.
Yep.
Okay, so that Bronco in 1995 was purchased by a sports agent for $75,000. So the
$300,000.
Don't be a greedy bastard. They asked $350,000 and it did not get it.
Well, whatever they were offered, I'm sure was going to beat $75,000.
I don't know, man. Sometimes people just don't want that bad juju on their hands.
So we bought it for $75,000 and he turned down an offer for $250,000.
That's because he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes
greed.
And Houston people are like literally nothing. And this guy's turning down $250,000.
Yeah. Speaking of turn it into politics.
I'm just saying.
That's a hot take there.
Speaking of financial responsibility, I have listened to the new Jay-Z album like 5 times now.
Oh, I haven't listened to it yet.
I dig it.
How many times is Beyonce on there? How many times is Beyonce on there?
I don't think she's on there at all, but there's at least 2 songs where he basically apologizes. Oh, once. She's on there once.
How many times?
Family Feud. He apologizes for being an asshole at least like 7 times.
For screwing
around. How many times
on her?
Does he go off on Kanye?
He doesn't.
They are not friends anymore.
Are you sure?
He doesn't go off on, while I'm working and I hear it.
Success, I think you're listening with your white boy eyes because apparently there was some Kanye dissing that they noted on this.
Really? I didn't catch it, but there's certain songs I listen to. The story of OJ is pretty good. It's uncomfortable. They YouTube has a funny video where like old they have old people listen to like rap and then be like, oh. It's pretty funny to listen to, and like the story of OJ has the N-word in it a lot, and like the derogatory term.
What word is that, John?
Yeah, the N-word. No, not going.
Not biting
if
that
you
one.
You don't say it with a hard R. It's okay, isn't
no,
it?
Not.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not. We're not going there. And it's pretty funny to listen to, but I dig. He does one with Damian Marley called Barn, and it's fucking great. It's got like a reggae vibe to it, and yeah. It's a great album.
I like it. I've always been a big Jay-Z fan. Missy bought me a box set one time for Christmas.
It's,
I like
I think 50 Cent, give or take his.
I think it's 50.
Who gives a fuck about him? But he's like, whoa, oh, this is too. Wow.
Shot at 50
I just
Cent.
Don't like him.
That's a hot take.
Well,
too.
He's like, this is too intellectual. People don't want to hear this. They want to hear from the streets. I'm like, well, Jay-Z hasn't been in the streets in like 30
he's
years.
He's almost worth a B. 50.
Yeah. You need he has a couple songs out. About that.
You're
going
to have to stop
like,
abbreviating million and billion.
It just,
you are
it's
not
funny.
There yet.
It's funny. Yeah. I feel
I'm
like that
be
was,
too old to abbreviate.
I feel like that was
B.
unwarranted.
But anyways, it's good. I was just thinking of financially sound decisions, and apparently he's made some good ones.
Oh, he's stupid rich. Yeah he's stupid rich.
He's doing all right.
He actually was even the money in the relationship between him and Beyonce.
Yeah. Well, that and well, he was the president of
Rockefeller Records, baby.
Rockefeller.
Get down, baby. Get down. He got Rock-Aware. He's got
that might have been a bad idea.
He's got his, yeah, no, it got into the department stores.
Yeah.
That's all you want, man, as a clothes designer.
Yeah, because what is it? Jessica Simpson did that? Like, and now she's worth like $1 billion.
She's in Kohl's and she's rich,
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had, what is it? Rock of Liquor or whatever, the vodka. Yeah, he doing all right.
I don't think he's got that anymore because he has a verse on here where he's talking about whatever.
I don't drink. And I don't
sell it. No. He's talking about.
Does he not drink?
I don't know. I'm
just no, he does. Because there's a verse in here where whatever one P. Diddy owns, but it's. He's talking about a champagne, and he mentions one. And he's like, why would I drink that when Diddy owns this one, and I'll drink that? So it's basically supporting each other, you know. But it's a good album. It was good. I liked it.
Okay. Well, I'll check
Burn
it out.
Burn is a good one. Check that one out. It's
good. I like all the Jay-Zs. Yeah. I like all the Z's. I'm a big fan of all the Z's. So.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, I like him.
You like that
Zac
clown
Efron.
Show that he's in?
Zac Efron, I dig him.
Oh, I read the article on how he got super jacked for Baywatch.
Steroids.
No, he worked out 4 hours a day and was allowed to eat one good meal a week.
I feel like they're lying to you.
Yeah.
It's steroids.
Well, I mean,
there's
men's
no
health is not going to tell you.
There's no repercussion.
It's not like he didn't get huge.
No, but he cut a lot of weight.
Well, cutting doesn't mean you have to...
Steroids and diuretics.
But he was doing an hour and a half of lifting and an hour and a half of either running or biking every
or
single day.
Knocking the bottom out of women that just throw themselves at him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I follow his Instagram. He posted a lot of workout pictures, biking pictures and
hey,
stuff like
I'm
that.
Absolute. You can absolutely
don't
get shredded with without help. But there's certain looks and certain ways. And by the way, there's absolutely no repercussion for a Hollywood person to use them.
Right.
None. So.
Well, he's not allowed. He wasn't allowed to. He can't have a beer or whiskey or any of that stuff.
He doesn't drink.
I will never
he's
be
sober
in
now because
he had some issues.
He led a reckless
had some
life.
Demons.
I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was
but
a coke
addict. He's always been in shape. He's always had a decent body.
The motherfucker can dance. Dancing burns calories.
Yep.
And he can sing.
My cousin's cousin was in high school
he's
musical
like,
with him.
He's like
your cousin's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
my cousin Jason.
Remember?
My cousin Jason on
used to dance for Miley Cyrus.
He's danced for Miley Cyrus, Mariah Carey.
All the
shout out to Ryan.
All the singers.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has any good stories about Mariah Carey. She's like a.
He probably does. I think
didn't
he
she like the what's her nickname the.
Diva?
The Queen Bee,
Beyonce?
The Queen D. Yeah, that's Beyonce. Yeah. But she's like the.
I'm sure it has to do with Butterfly because that's all her thing.
Her,
Speaking of female musicians, like, what is your guys' take on Taylor Swift being the symbol of the alt-right?
He had a... What?
What?
That new...
The black outfit?
Black outfit and her new song about, like...
I was totally about to say you should have listened to the whole
I did
episode.
Listen to it, and I
but
heard
then,
your guys' thing on
but
it.
But you threw a curveball when I was setting
yeah,
fastball
the
there.
But, like, apparently the alt-right has taken her song and, like...
Whoa.
Like, because she's, like, victimizing herself a little bit and, like, making herself...
she's doing it a lot of it.
So they're doing the whole look.
It's very much directed at Kanye. So the alt right is taking it and being like, "Oh, this is the song for white people against black people now." And I'm like, "You should probably say something, Taylor."
I feel like sometimes, and you have to step back and see if you're stretching.
They really are. Like they've even changed like the lyrics into like
Like kill black white people power and down with Jews.
So yeah, segue like, off of that, I did see a good joke today. They had some photos from the new Star Wars movie, including what Snoke looks like.
Yeah.
And
oh,
the,
really?
And the new robot.
I don't know.
BB-8.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that? It's a black version of BB-8.
Yeah, I saw
and it
that.
Says, sorry, BB-8 can't come to the phone. He's dead.
Yeah.
And it's the black BB-8.
That song is still just the biggest piece of shit I've heard in a long time.
Wow.
Tom, terrible. You should make that your new, like, when she says that at the end of the song, make that your new voicemail. People Taylor like can't it. Come to the phone right now.
Tommy can't come to the phone right now.
She's
why?
Dead.
He's dead.
Mm. You say it so happy. Hey, speaking of trailers, I don't think this trailer was out when we last recorded, but did you see the teaser for Super Troopers 2 has debuted?
Mm-mm. I haven't got a chance to pull the trigger.
Oh, we'll watch the teaser when we're done. It's enjoyable.
Pretty good. Pretty
yep.
good.
Yep.
You think it's going to hold up?
Pretty good.
It got a tremendous review.
God, I hope so.
And all of the...
Like, full on, like...
All of the... It screened better than Super Troopers 1 did.
Really?
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. They're in fact, Fox is putting a lot on it, so...
I just... They're done, right? Like, don't beat it.
Well, probably with Super Troopers.
I mean, it's 17 years since the last one.
Yeah, they've always
been.
Like,
I don't want to see
them
like throw in another third one like next year for the money.
No, they'll go into another movie or. Well, you never know. We'll see what kind of money.
I mean,
all their movies have been kind of.
Yeah. Oh, it depends. I liked them.
Which one did you
all
like?
Right.
Well, I like all of them.
I like Club Dread. I like. But everybody that doesn't like Club Dread was expecting Super Troopers, and it accomplished what they wanted. They wanted to make a scary movie that was a
stupid,
both a bit, both paying homage to and a parody of other scary movies.
Oh, yeah, so they basically made a shitty Scream. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do.
That's exactly what that movie is. It's
man,
a shitty Scream.
I tell you what, though, you go back and watch Pina Coladaberg scenes, and that's fucking gold, man. You mean my hit record, Pina Coladaberg, that came out 2 months before Margaritaville. And they got great stories about Pax.
I think
Beer Fest.
Is
I
okay.
love fine. I love Beer Fest. I love Slammin' Salmon.
I don't know if I watched that one.
Probably not.
I like all their movies. My problem is I'm so stuck in my head.
Yeah.
With their characters from yeah. Super yeah, Troopers, it was hard to accept their other characters.
Yeah, they pigeonholed themselves in that movie by being so good.
The greatest plot hole fix in all of movies was Beer Fest replacing Landfill.
Oh, that was the greatest thing ever.
Twin cousin Landfill. Can you? Hey, would it be weird if you guys just called me Landfill as well?
No, not at all.
Oh, I still use the. What's a ZJ, brother?
You don't know.
you can't afford it.
It.
Isn't the sheriff from Super Troopers dead, though?
No, Brian Cox.
No, he's in it.
Yeah,
no,
Brian Cox
yeah.
still alive.
No, is he?
O'Hagan? Yeah, he's right. back. Mm-hmm. We're going to watch
Oh, you know what, though? The cop.
Yeah, the other cop. That's
oh,
what he was.
Yeah.
The bad cop died. Yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah,
I knew one of them
died.
That's
okay. He went to jail at the end of the other one anyway.
Yeah.
I guess he's not important. He did kill himself.
Wow.
That's he had cancer.
When the fuck did that happen?
Like 2016?
Oh, he killed himself because of...
cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, rest school. In peace, buddy.
I think California, they allow assisted suicide.
I'd be all right with that.
Is he best Would known you? For being the cop for the rival police department or for firing George Costanza for having sex with his secretary?
It depends on the audience you're asking.
He was good as Costanza's boss, especially when they were clearly Costanza's about boss. To lose their jobs. Oh, yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Do whatever you want. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Good character
hey,
actor.
Hey, speaking of you finally going to Beer Sauce Shop, tomorrow, Melissa and I this past weekend? We, for the first time since you and I had been there, went back to Mike's Grill and Tap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I went there one other time after us.
We went there and had lunch, and we really wanted a good cheeseburger. I was like, you know what? This place had a good cheeseburger when I was there. So we went back and had a couple beers, ate the cheeseburger. Our bartender, she told us about... a new brewery in O'Fallon that we've yet to go to, Good News Brewery. So,
oh, okay.
Yes, I follow them on Instagram.
And
are they open yet?
Yeah, and the pizza is apparently they've been open for 2 months, and apparently their pizza is to die for. So we're going to go have that tomorrow night.
They are not super good at when I'm in Instagram seeing that they're open. It always looks like they're still building.
Well, I'm going to go drive right up to the front door and try opening it and seeing what happens.
Just drive through.
Yeah,
right into the beer building. To go.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you guys got. Just give me your beers. Are you robbing us? No, I just want a drink.
No, I mean, I got money.
Yeah.
Not for that door.
I can pay.
Yeah, not that door. I could replace it. I know a guy. So we're going to go give that a try tomorrow. And last night, you guys saw, we went to the Rascals game.
Yeah, yes. Apparently Tom was a jerk.
Yeah, I go, you're just so quietly the biggest jerk in the world.
Why?
Sold out game, huh?
Look at that shit-eating grin. You know, you're a dick.
He knows it.
You know.
You guys had this cute family photo, and across the stadium looked like there were 8 people in it.
The game hadn't even started at that point.
The game wasn't started yet.
But
you know, if little Tommy or John made it to the River City Rascals, you'd be at every game.
Dude, my...
Oh, yeah.
And my kids loved it more than Blues or Cardinal games.
I kind of want to go to one.
Because we were right there on the field level, like on the wall, and to the point where our little bit of the girls had a little bit of fear of foul balls whacking us.
Yeah.
And beer was reasonably priced.
Sure.
Food was reasonably priced. If the if one random player from the opposing team that they draw before the game, when they tell you who he is when he comes up, if he strikes out, then beers at the bar are half price.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is the great, and they announce it over the loudspeaker as this guy comes up.
Strikes out.
That guy's gotta be like, fuck these people.
And we did see a slew of home runs.
Yeah.
And one guy on the Rascals hit 2, and he was a left-hander, and they've got that big wall on left.
Yeah.
He smoked it over that, and in his second one was even further, over the building next to the bullpen. I mean, he cleared it. I bet they were 450.
They shoot fireworks off in those home runs?
No, but we clap. There's people that
have
do
cowbells.
Yeah.
We didn't
yeah.
stay to the end, so we don't know what happened.
They were down by 1 when we left, because our
That's
girls
like,
had to go to bed.
Jeremiah's team always plays like a little exhibition game before an indoor soccer game every year at the St. Louis Family Arena.
Yeah.
Or the St. Charles Family Arena, and it's
before
it's
the ambush?
Yeah, before the ambush play. And I'm pretty sure that's their most sold out game is when we all show up.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt. I wouldn't doubt that, yeah.
I looked it up.
Minor league sports are fine every once in a while.
I looked it up. I think the top player on the ambush makes $10,000. And everybody else makes basically room and board.
Yeah, well, they have real jobs.
Yeah,
yeah, so. You have to.
Yeah, I know a guy who's
he knows a cop.
He knows a guy who's a guy.
I know a guy.
He's a cop.
He can get you some shit.
But he plays for them when he's not capping it up.
Mm. I wonder how that works in his schedule.
I don't know.
His schedule.
He's probably just work around it, I guess.
Yeah, he's probably been a cop long enough that he can just make it happen.
When he's on duty.
It's called duty.
Yeah.
That's all I had for tonight. What do you got, Melissa?
You know I don't have
I know,
shit.
I didn't want to ask
I mean, you put no work into this.
I brought the fun fact of Flava Flav on in the OJ
session.
Yeah, but you let Jeremy sell it, so now it's his.
Hey, we were talking about Magic Johnson yesterday. What was it he did with the guys?
Oh, he went on this extravagant vacation.
$3 million.
No, it was more like $7 million he spent on this yacht and vacation. And I was like, well, what the fuck does this guy do?
He's about to die soon.
No, he's not.
Maybe he is.
He was the man that spearheaded the trial. $600 million is what he's worth.
I know.
So
$7 million.
That's not where his money came from, though. His money came from he got in with places like Starbucks and Home Depot and all those places and partnered up with them to help get their locations in neighborhoods they wouldn't usually have access to and just cashed the checks that came from that, man.
He's worth stupid money.
Yeah.
That's $7 million he spent.
He's in the partnership to own the Dodgers.
Yeah. Wow, you should listen.
But I think he's just a figurehead. Yeah.
He just said that.
I did just say that.
I checked out.
Were you texting your aunt back?
I was trying to think of other things to talk about.
Hey, my aunt just called too, but I didn't answer.
Doesn't he own part of the Lakers too?
I don't remember if he's a minority.
No, Jerry Buss still owns that.
Yeah, he's a.
I think he's a minority owner. No,
I don't think so.
Just because he's black doesn't mean he's a minority. Damn.
Wow. Jeez. That is rough.
He's throwing out the race card.
That's what you do, my man.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Anyway, that $7 million he spent is like chump change. It'd be like $50.
So what did he do for this $7 million? And where are you reading this shit at?
He
was
on
a yacht for like 3 weeks.
I think it was $3 million. I think she's lying on that $7 million part.
Anyways.
Maybe I am because it was $700,000 a week. Or a day. Guys, no, $700,000 a day is what it was.
That's awesome. Good for him. That's stupid.
Or maybe
money.
It was a week. I don't know.
That's just fuck you money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was at the. I know you guys already talked about it, but I was at the Mayweather fight.
You were there?
You were there? That's
there,
unbelievable.
I was at somebody's house that was there and whatever.
That guy was there while you were at his house?
No, one of the guys there did take a bet on the Floyd Mayweather and McGregor fight, and it was negative $440. So he bet on Mayweather. So to win $100,
you have to bet 440.
He had to bet 400. I'm like,
why would he do that?
Like, that's a pretty sure bet.
Did he get a handy with it?
It's a pretty sure bet, but it's still
free
like
money.
Way to make $100.
It's still really stupid at that point.
Oh, it's dumb.
Oh, I think that, well, you know what? That's a legitimate man thing. Like, now you just, I won that bet. It doesn't matter that you lost money. You won the bet because you were right.
No, he won the bet, but had he lost, he's like, it's just $400. I'm like, first off, you need that $400.
That's what I'm saying. That's just a man and pride thing.
I was just like, I just can't do it.
Hey, by the way, it's not very often that we get an update on a story that we talked about earlier in the same episode. But according to TMZ, Chuck D says, Flav is flat wrong to sue me. But you know he's still down with Public Enemy. So I guess they're still on good terms.
The olive branch has been extended.
Yeah, I guess so.
And staying on that same topic, I think the whole reason that Jay-Z and Kanye are out is because Kanye says Jay-Z owes him $3 million from Tidal.
Maybe they could. Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Mm.
That's the whole reason. And
I think their egos just clash.
I don't think
between the wives, and especially the wives more than the men, probably.
I don't think Jay-Z has a huge ego. Maybe he does. I don't know. He seems pretty humble. He sings about being from the streets.
Who's this, Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he spent time in the big house for selling.
He shot his brother.
Like,
I don't think he killed
him,
but he shot his brother.
Jay-Z did?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
I stabbed my brother in the eye with a screwdriver. Does that make me?
What? Whoa, wait. Let's get into this one real quick.
Well, it wasn't
Was it on purpose?
He was pissing me off when we were in the drive-thru at Rax. You guys remember Rax?
No, I don't.
No.
It was like a little buffet-type situation, but there was a drive-thru. You know the tiny little screwdrivers? There was one in the back seat, and I was like, shut up! And I kind of swung it at him. It wasn't in the eyeball.
So
it
you
was
didn't
like,
stab, you threw it at him.
No, it was still in my hand. I never...
So you scratched him.
I did this to his eyelid up by his eyebrow. So it wasn't in the eye, but it was in the eye area. But I poked him.
He's got you're losing it.
He's got a scar, people.
Whatever. What's the
Is
worst
that
thing
scar
you
emotional or physical?
What?
What's the worst thing you ever did to your sibling, Tom?
Worst thing I ever did to my sibling?
We'll keep this train wreck of a show going.
Off the top of my head, probably the worst thing I ever did to my sibling was one time I just cold-cocked my brother. Just...
For no reason?
No, he's a shirt disturber. He'd always try to like his move was always
he's always disturbing my shirt.
He's always a shirt disturber. My brother's move was we would get in an argument, he'd hit me knowing I couldn't hit him back. And then he'd go run to my dad.
How much younger is your brother than you?
He is 4 years younger than me.
Okay.
So this particular time I was in eighth grade, he was in fourth grade, and he hit me and kind of started laughing, and I hit him as hard as I could and just he went down like a sack of potatoes. Hmm. And like it was that I knew I hurt him because he didn't start crying right away. It was the delayed cry.
Yeah.
So then he ran up and got my dad, and my dad grabbed me by the collar and put a dent in the wall with my head.
Oh,
that'll happen.
He was very pissed off at me. And he said, next time you hit him as hard as you can, I'm going to hit you as hard as I can.
Wow.
Since Jeremy's from the boot heel, and I assume that all of their fights ended in like some sort of stabbing, I'm going to go next.
No, we were hand-to-hand.
But the worst I ever did to my brother, we were wrestling, and my mom worked nights, so I was just always in charge of the kids growing up. And one time we were wrestling, Darren was really super into the fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin days or whatever, wrestling, Sable. We're wrestling in.
Bender 316 says, I just kicked your ass.
And he comes at me, like, on the couch. I'm, like, laying down to watch TV, and he comes down to, like, fucking, like, do a stunner or whatever on me. And I caught him in the air, but he like, turned sideways, and I caught him with my fist,
You gotta get to the
hand,
to the mic.
Caught him with the palm of my hand, and I shattered his nose. And, like,
jeez.
And it wasn't on purpose. That was a legit accident. But then 2 years later in high school, he broke... And I went to McClure. Let me get some context. It's early 2000s. Eminem was super awesome. Mm. I went to McClure.
Did you have bleached hair?
I did not have bleached
Frost's
hair.
Frosted hips?
But I did have a herringbone chain. Which is
That's
like
called
the
a dookie chain.
It's like the two small links and the one big one. And I'm not proud of it. But I liked it at the time. And my brother broke it. And we got into a fight and I broke his ribs.
He had to die.
Jesus Christ. You had a lot of different ways you could have gone with this.
I didn't mean to. He just... crumpled into my knee.
He
tripped, Mom.
I'm going to humble brag a little bit. There's some people out there that may know me as a bit of a physical person. Some of my friends may think I'm a bit of a bully, and some people may think that I can tear shit up when I need to. My brother's always got the upper hand on me. Always. And when we were kids, we would box. One of my favorite tactics was to feign injury.
Okay. It's a younger brother move.
And then cold cock him.
Okay.
And he had... Damn. He had
when you guys fought, did you guys, like, fight?
Well, he was 6 years older than me.
Okay.
So, but in this instance, he was 14 and I was 8. So I feigned injury, pow, drilled him, and he had braces, and I tore his lip up. So he reached behind my head and went whack and knocked out my two front teeth.
Wow. Yeah. So he did you a favor, kind of.
Well, they grew back crooked. So that's though. But my brother, this is not my story. I have a better story with my dad, though. We used to fight, and we had this, we used to wrestle all the time. Now, we really did fist fight. I mean, that was our wrestling. And so my dad's holding my hands, and he's holding me down, and he's like, you better give up. And I slipped my hand out, and when I slipped my hand out, I tattooed him and knocked his four front teeth out of his mouth.
Oh, man. How old were you?
9, 8.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Then a year later, those same false teeth were wrestling again, and I reach up and get him on a surprise shot, and I broke his false teeth in half.
Oh, nice. Jesus.
So he needed new false teeth. And he was so proud of me.
No wonder.
He was so proud of me.
Well, we're not eating for 2 weeks, but I'm super happy for you.
I'm sure government paid for it. So.
Fox TV.
No, that was back when he still worked. So, yeah, it was. We had some rough times in the Boot Hill of Missouri. Yeah.
Me and Jason was always my cousin. You saw he's like your size, but
yeah.
Stupid.
A little shorter than me.
Is he shorter than you?
By far. He's like 6'2".
Jason's always big. He used to always beat my ass like an older brother. Yeah. And, but then we would, my little brother would come home and then we'd just gang up on him. And
we'd poor master.
Like, my brother's got problems. And now that I'm thinking back on it, might be our fault.
Yeah.
Like, we just beat him with pillows.
So the worst thing you've done to him is beat him so bad that he is spiraled into downward depression.
You beat
the
him
worst
with pillows
thing we ever
not,
did to him.
Did not lead him down the path. That
yeah,
he
yeah.
Chose.
No, the worst thing we ever did to him was strip him down to his underwear in December, duct tape him, and leave him outside for a while.
Oh my God!
It was like 10 minutes. It was fine.
My
older cousins are terrible, man. They're bad influences.
Oh,
on
yeah,
you.
My brother once, my mom, he had just moved to Branson, him and his family, and they were just living with my mom. And my brother and my mom has had a very tumultuous relationship most of their lives. It was very tough. Mm-hmm. So when he'd get mad, they'd really fight. Well, she come home, in her defense, she came home at about 9 in the morning, she'd been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was very mad that my mom was shit-faced at 9 in the morning. And like I said, in her defense, it was a continuation of being shit-faced from the night
she's
before.
She's not drunk. Yeah. She's just exhausted from staying up drinking all night.
Yeah. So, and she was like sloppy drunk, so he duct-taped her hands and feet together and put her in the garage and went to work. To which my sister-in-law Kim came home a few hours later for lunch from her job, and my mom was out there screaming. She'd been out there for a couple hours, taped together.
Good times.
In my brother's defense, though, my mom has broken my fingers wrestling on purpose. Hit us with frying pan. Yeah, she's broken these two fingers on this hand multiple times. Because we'd wrestle and we'd hold her, and but my mom's been a fighter her whole life. Well, she'd reach up and grab fingers and just contort, and it was like a game of who was going to quit. Well, crack, broke fingers. Now you got to take me to the doctor, Mom.
Yeah.
You jerk. Kicked us in the nuts plenty of times. Yeah.
Your mom was ruthless.
Hit us
this episode has gone off the rails.
It really is.
Hit us with pans. That was it. I mean, she raised two large boys.
Yeah.
So she had to kick.
I don't know how her small little body birthed
you. I love you, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. She was awesome. She was a cool lady.
My mom never kicked my ass.
But then she would do cool shit, like we were at a bar one time. You know those buckets they used to bring out the beer?
Yeah.
When you couldn't just buy those anywhere, we're sitting there, and I go, man, I really like these buckets. She goes, you want it? I go, yeah. She dumped out the ice, took it out to the car, come back in and sat down, goes, we need a new bucket of beer over here.
Nice.
My mom always threatened, like, to kick my ass. Like, I never stole anything as a kid because my mom, threatened to burn my fingers if I ever got caught.
Just cut your fingers off.
Just hardcore shit.
I will cut your fingers off.
Jesus Christ, Mom.
Do you know what my...
I don't think she'd do it, but it's not worth finding out.
I've once stepped on my, like, stomped on my brother's hand, so my mom made me lay my hand out so she... And she put a shoe on to do it. My foot was barefoot.
Yeah.
But she put a shoe on, made me lay my hand out, and then stomped on it.
Oh, she actually did it?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't psych you out?
No, she did it. She once, I told her I hated this family, and she picked me up, like... And she was 5'7", I was 6 foot. She picked me up. I don't even remember touching the ground. And she literally threw me out the front door. She goes, go find another family to live with. I was like, oh, could have been worse.
She could have said, bite that curb, and then when America.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
God damn it, man. I could have gone my whole life without remembering that scene.
That's a great scene.
Oh, God, that's, I cannot watch that
and
scene.
Speaking of biting a big one, I've got my third and final fantasy football draft tonight.
I got one more next Wednesday that I don't give a shit about.
Yeah, this one is my nephew runs it. I was $20. I don't know. We'll see.
Did
you know.
Try any of this?
Yeah, she tried it right here.
No, he's talking to
him. No, Tom, did you try?
Yeah, I did.
Missy but try. Yeah, so I'm not too worried about it. I'm not studied. This is the least prepared of fantasy football, everyone. But we're not talking fantasy football because the flop said she wasn't going to be down here. Fucking football came up, so no fantasy football talk for us. So
it's almost time to be over anyway.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we're this train's pulling in the station. Yeah. You got anything else to mention?
I'm gonna go to volleyball
and kick some ass tonight.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Good for you.
What you got this weekend other than preparing for kid?
I've got two fantasy football drafts that we said we weren't gonna talk about. So,
So how many? Like, when I know we're not talking about them, but how many are you?
But
in?
If we were to talk about it, and you hypothetically had multiple,
this
leads,
year I'm in five.
Holy you. Shit!
Your wife is gonna divorce
is that
don't you.
Me.
Have
she
a three
was,
team rule?
Yeah, she was pissed when I broke.
Yeah, I was gonna
it
say. I'm pretty sure I listened to the last episode, and you had a three team rule.
So one of those was a suicide league, which I drafted in May, and I can't touch it.
Yeah.
And then the other one, in my defense, her brother-in-law wanted to start a family league with Kelly's family. Mm. And he asked me to be in.
Couldn't
it
say no.
So, all
right.
If I don't make the playoffs in that league,
what do you got going this weekend?
Saturday, I got to move a couch, which you've conveniently backed out of. Thanks.
Oh, sorry, we had a family member.
Sorry, funeral.
You know, pass away.
I mean, oh, what?
It was super inconvenient.
My wife's brother-in-law.
Do you
I think
not
we talked
listen to the last
you're,
episode?
We talked about it.
That's
yeah
right.
Yeah, the funeral is this Saturday.
Yeah,
and then we're going camping after that.
Saturday, I got no real plans, and I don't want any. Rachel's like, "You want to get haircuts?" I was like, "No."
I thought he was about to say, "You want to get high?"
I was like, that's odd for both of you.
Do you want to get haircuts? Like, do you guys like hold hands while you're?
We
getting...
have the same fucking barber, and like you gotta like schedule her. It's
whoa, not a barber. Whoa, it's not a barber, yeah, motherfucker.
A stylist.
Yeah, that's a stylist.
And she's my barber, her stylist.
Listen, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not really.
Don't you? Doesn't that mean if you're all going back to back to back to back that you guys are there forever?
That usually I just take the kids and leave in another car.
Oh yeah, because
Rachel gets her hair did. And it's
yeah,
like
she's
three
got
hours
her hair did.
Takes her 3 hours for real.
Like,
mine
for
are,
like
mine's
dying and all that shit.
That's a long time because it only takes
I don't know
me two.
I might be.
What? It feels like
how
half
the
day.
It feels like 700 hours.
Feels like
I don't know. It could
day
be 27
hey
minutes.
Do you want to talk about the.
But then I'm camping on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the trivia real quick?
Yes. I got blackout drunk and Rachel got pissed at me.
The best
John, part. Like,
Tom got
every story
Tom got
of yours
pissed
is
at you.
You got mad at me?
Because you were arguing with him over the 19
I wasn't
2001
pissed about it
Olympics.
I thought it was funny.
He's like,
you and Cheech were right. Fine.
Yes, Olympics
but
are not
But he said
here
you were adamant about
who
it.
You were very
Cheech
adamant.
How come me and Jeremy don't know who Cheech is?
Now, in Bender's defense,
Cheech
he was
Tim's
not the
buddy
only adamant person about it.
Right.
Me and Tim and one other person that
Andy
I can't remember. Andy.
Yeah.
Yep. Me,
even,
Tim,
no, the best,
and Andy.
I think my fair part is as we were leaving, you were just so excited about us having a baby. You're like, hey, Kelly, would it be weird if I touched your belly?
Yeah.
You
I
were
was
drunk
like, I was blackout drunk. Rich was like, Rich didn't get mad at me for being drunk there. She's like, problem is, the moment you get in the car, you pass out, and then you try to be helpful, and you're not.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just like one giant baby that I have to take care of.
It was a lot of fun, though.
You, it was fun.
But
you
even,
missed a good time.
Even number years, dude. Even number years.
What do you mean?
That's it's not odd number years. They
Olympics
never have an
always
Olympics on an odd number year.
Yeah, I know that now.
How did you not know that then?
Because I don't fucking care about the Olympics.
But it's the same. It always falls on the presidential election year. Always.
All right. First off, what threw me off is George Bush didn't have a fucking public speech for an entire year.
He was one of the shittiest presidents we've ever
had.
He didn't
know how to speak.
I mean, like, but he's like top 10 if you look at like the last 10.
What?
Last 11.
Is that a hot take? You are an idiot right now. He's in the top 10 of the last 10.
Yep, he was. Yep.
Top 10 of the last 11.
He's number 9.
He is. 10.
Probably no, top I think 10 the current president 11. Is yeah. the
definitely 10. Top 10 of the last 11.
That might put him at number 9.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
But that is what's so funny about this Trump presidency is everybody now is having great fascination and fawning over George W. Bush.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
So, I don't want to get political, but do you think he's trying to buy the public with his $1 million donation?
No, I think he's a celebrity that's donating money like every other celebrity.
But he put it out there. Why couldn't he have just done it anonymously?
They all do.
Because if they put it out there anonymously, then everybody yells at him. Like, apparently Beyonce's from Houston, and everybody's like, where's your money at?
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
And apparently she had to say she gave money.
But did we hear it? I'm not bashing the Obamas, but did they make a donation of this?
They're not
magnitude?
Millionaires. They weren't in the first place.
They're
but they
right.
could have made a donation.
They're doing okay. And
did
sure
they ever
did.
Make a donation towards something like this while they were?
I'm sure they did.
There was probably the timing of it probably was more the suspect part.
Let's go back to Rita. What president was doing Rita?
No, I mean, I will never fault him for donating. It's what celebrities do. It's what everybody
should.
He doesn't
have to donate.
But what I will say is the timing of the donation came after he got shit for Obama tweeting Red Cross stuff and going and volunteering to go help. And everybody was like, well, he's over here talking about his agenda and Obama's over here talking about the people in Houston. So then he donated the money, but he had to. I mean, he can't be shit on. He gave $1 million to people that need it. So.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting that.
Shit on because he went to there and didn't, like, there's no picture of him, like, hugging. And, like, the last couple presidents are hugging somebody.
That's too much. People gave Obama shit. Every time he saw a soldier and didn't salute, they would fuck shit on him for it. It's all bullshit.
It's
all bullshit.
I mean, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to go as far as say I feel bad for Donald Trump, but some of the hot takes against him, like, come on, you're just fishing.
That's weak sauce. There's way more that you can be mad at.
I think any morning that he wakes up and on the Today Show or whatever morning shows on Channel 4 or 2 or whatever, and his name is not said first, he's heartbroken.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
I really truly feel like that.
Well, he admitted that he released the Arparo pardon during the hurricane news because it was good ratings.
Yeah,
I'm done.
It could be good ratings, but his what is it? The presidential rating?
We're done with politics, but I will say that pardoning of that fucker and out there in Arizona, that's a tough one to swallow.
Yeah.
But well, they were partners anyway.
Yeah. On that note, hey, how many days away from the Blues?
Oh, Blues are
34 days away.
And then how many days away from the baby?
Important, like the baby?
Baby
might
is,
be more important.
Baby's I actually got to think about. Baby is 5 days. Baby is 5 days away. And the reason the Blues is because they're doing a Twitter thing right now where every day they have a jersey of how many days away. My favorite player was today, Jake Allen. So.
Oh, there you go.
Neat.
What about?
We got college football starting tonight, technically.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, by the way, Arsenal's going to suck because they've sold all their players.
I was not going to bust your balls for that because I didn't know how
he did last week, though. He was excited about it last week.
Dude, they lost so bad to Liverpool.
They look shit. They look like shit.
Yeah.
Not a good day for Liverpool. I guess you kept Sanchez. So I guess
Hayden's soccer starts soon. It's actually practice has started, but we've had so many games.
Indoor or outdoor?
Outdoor.
Outdoor, okay. And then we'll go to
really?
Indoor.
They haven't started yet? Is it?
It's Skyza.
It's young kid. Yeah, Skyza.
How's Jeremiah doing right now?
They got robbed last weekend.
We got robbed!
Well, they had their shit stolen?
They had the Norco tournament, right? And
that's how they got stolen there in North County.
Yeah. Well, there was an A squad.
You will
a,
get robbed in North County, John.
There was an A group and a B group, and the best of the A group played the best of the B group for the championship. Well, the A group, which is what Jeremiah was in, there was two teams that were tied. Three teams that had the same points against and points for. But the team that we tied against, we had already beat.
Okay.
Like in a head-to-head match.
Sure.
So we had to play them in a shootout for some reason.
So you should have just had the tiebreaker.
We should have had the tiebreaker.
Yeah, play them again in a regular game. Yeah.
Well, not even that. No, you should have just won because we already beat them.
All things being even, if you have the tiebreaker over them, which is head-to-head.
So whatever reason, Norco came up with a shootout rule, and our boys lost in a shootout. And I got to be honest with you.
Did Jeremiah score on his?
Jeremiah scored on his, but the kid in our team who lost it cried. Like, it was the most heartbreaking thing to watch a kid miss a goal and a thing that doesn't fucking matter. But I was like, it breaks your heart to watch that kid's goal miss and he, like, just starts but crying.
We haven't got to practice yet for our outdoor team because our fall softball has started, and so far the 8U Sting has won by a combined score of 25-5, yeah. I think. So we're housing people. Housing
I actually
them.
Told nice. A parent the other night, I was like, it's like we've been practicing like every day for the whole entire
our
summer.
Girls, we're much stronger. We got rid of some girls and got some better girls. And on that note, let's call it a day.
Let's go blue!
Hold on to your butts. I got to get a new one.
You got to get a new one again?
No, what did I say the other day?
It was something about butts. I don't know. But we're going to play the music and talk about it.
Yeah. Next day, I got to go.
Fantasy football.
What time's the draft?
Good, man.
Want to hang out?
I don't mind.
It smells like tomato.